Fanatics Sportsbook arrives to the Equality State. Fanatics has announced the launch of its sportsbook in Wyoming, its 21st market in the United States. With the development, residents or visitors to the Equality State will be able to download the Fanatics Sportsbook app on their iOS and Android devices and wager on their favorite sports. Additionally, users can enjoy exclusive features like a discover feed, advanced search functionality, and up to 5% fan cash back on bets. The platform also offers an upgraded live event center for golf with leaderboard tracking, course maps, and shot-by-shot data. 95% of market coverage in the U.S. With its launch in Wyoming, Fanatics confirms that it now serves around 95% of the addressable online sports betting market in the United States. The company's rapid expansion in the U.S. was enabled by its acquisition of PointsBet's U.S. operations, which accelerated its growth plans. The company is live in additional states like Arizona, Colorado, Connecticut, Indiana, Illinois, Iowa, and more. Earlier this month, the operator launched in New Jersey, the last state in its PointsBet takeover. Apart from its online operations, Fanatics Betting and Gaming also operates 19 retail locations, including the only retail sportsbook inside an NFL stadium at Commanders Field in Maryland. Wyoming says no to online casino. Wyoming legalized its online sports betting market in 2021, becoming the smallest state to launch sports betting in the U.S. It is also the second jurisdiction to offer an online-only sports wagering market. The state is home to several operators like DraftKings, FanDuel, Caesars, and BetMGM. While the state has a competitive online sports betting industry, it currently has no iGaming market. In February, legislators introduced House Bill 120 to legalize online casinos in the state. The proposed legislation would see the Wyoming Gaming Commission regulate the industry and award up to 5 operating licenses. Licenses would have an initial fee of $100,000 and a 5-year renewal fee of $50,000. However, shortly after the bill was filed, the state's House of Representatives voted against taking up the legislation this year.